It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Julie Rozier. She is with the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments. We're going to talk about the food bank. It is getting to be that time of year, right around the holidays, where, you know, the food bank seems to need the help, and people seem to need the food bank more as well. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about volunteer opportunities, how you can donate, and if you need to, how you can, you know, collect food and things at the food bank itself. Julie, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Dave. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Now, we always talk this time of year about the food banks and the holidays and things like that. And I would imagine that with what's been going on this year, the food bank probably needs more help than usual.
Absolutely. Yes. Right. We're approaching our holiday season, and we usually have a big increase in numbers of individuals who are accessing the food bank. So we always need that extra support all the time, but especially during this time of year, just to try to help with the increased numbers, productivity, donations, things like that.
And we were talking off the air before we came on, you lost really your two biggest donation cycles because of what's going on. You lost the Boy Scout food drive, and you lost the Stamp Out Hunger, right?
Correct, yes. And we usually receive thousands of pounds of food during those two food drives. And so because it was canceled, that's put us in a spot where we are low on several items, food items. And so we're doing some other, you know, things to try to bring in some donations and whatnot to purchase those items this year.
So if people have items, or what kind of items are you looking for? What kind of items you need? You know, I know it's mostly perishable stuff like canned goods and things like that, but is there anything else that you guys can take in?
You bet. Right now, we are really low on mac and cheese, ramen, like the hamburger helpers, those kind of instant quicker meals. Tuna fish, we're really low on right now, too, which is a really important protein. And then also just some of the assorted pastas, pasta sauces. That's something that hit us, peanut butter, during this food drive, especially hard, that we're really low on.
And you don't really have a place to put, like, refrigerated stuff, do you?
We do.
Or perishables. You do have some stuff, some room.
Large walk-in freezer and refrigerator, and they're quite large, so we do have quite a bit of space for those items.
Okay, so if you've got them, you know, if you've got canned goods or things like this sitting at home, you know, and you feel like you need to do something with it, take it down and donate it to the food bank. Or even when you're at the store, you know, grab an extra couple gallons of milk, or grab, you know, a canned item or a couple of canned goods or something like that. Take them and drop them off to the food bank and, you know, help them out this holiday season. Now, another question that I have is when people drop things off, are you asking them to kind of make an appointment so you don't have a bunch of people show up at the same time, or do they just kind of show up and drop off as that goes?
Yeah, anytime people are donating, they're more than welcome to drop off food anytime. And there usually is somebody there Monday through Friday, you know, from 8 to 4. And just absolutely just come knock on the door loud, or the front door if someone's not in the back at the time, and we're happy to help with that as well, anytime.
Okay, so you've got that. Now, if people are wanting to make use of the food bank, if they need things like that, what's the best way to do it? I know you're saying that you want them to make appointments and those kinds of things.
Yes, so with the weather changing and it's getting colder, we really want to minimize people outside waiting in the cold temperatures. So with the increased numbers of the COVID in our community too, we really want to make every effort to try to social distance individuals and have people in their own space. So what we're doing is scheduling appointments for the food bank. So individuals can call 435-637-9232. I mean, they're putting appointments every 5 minutes. It's pretty quick. That way, hopefully, you can just go in, complete the quick, you know, what's your name, whatnot, and then pick up your food. And hopefully this will also help reduce wait times as well.
Okay, so you just call down, make your appointment, and go pick up what you need from down at the food bank. Another thing that you need this time of year, too, is volunteers, right?
Yes. We're always looking for volunteers, you know, and especially during this pandemic, because you realize it takes a lot more time. You are individually boxing up individual's food to try to help load it in their vehicle. you're spending that extra time just trying to clean surfaces and disinfect, and it does take a lot more time. So, I mean, especially right now, we're always looking for volunteers.
And same thing, if you're interested in volunteering, just give you guys a call down there and get everything set up through you. Is that the way it works, the easiest?
Yeah, you can call myself, and or you can ask for Dee Dee at the food bank as well, and one of us will help you get that set up.
Get those volunteers, and you know what? It's a great thing if you've got the time to donate. These guys need the help that they'll take any help that they can get, really, as far as volunteering goes. So I think we've kind of covered everything. Is there something that we're leaving out?
Just one other thing, too, is one of the concerns that we've had during this pandemic is perhaps there are individuals who are in need of assistance, food assistance, and maybe they're worried to leave because of the pandemic. If you know of someone or if you are in need of that, please contact the food bank so that we can make an effort to have someone pick up the food for you, or if you are homebound, so we can make sure that we're getting the food to you. We really do not want anyone to go without food or have a great lack of food during this time.
So check on your elderly neighbors and things like that. If there are things that they need, you know, you can get them taken care of that way, or, you know, call the food bank. You had even said that if you needed to find a way to maybe deliver something to them, you guys would do that as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. Julie, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. And, you know what? Get stuff down there. Take it to the food bank. If you've got it to give, let's help them out this holiday season. That's Julie Rozier with the Southeastern Association of Local Governments. Thanks so much for the time today.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com.